things have to be taken in context. There was a large spike in anti-Semitic incidents last summer due to following on from events in the Middle East, which is predictable. But what's also happening is that it seems to be an increased level in reporting of incidents. So it may be that the actual reporting of incidents has increased more than the rate of anti-Semitic incidents have increased.
Would you look at that positively then, the fact that people feel that they can speak out and report incidents like that?
Definitely. People should always report anti-Semitic, racist, homophobic incidents to the relevant authorities. Anything which happens, they should report it and expect to be taken seriously.
When we sort of say anti-Semitic incidents, give us some examples of what people may experience when out and about in the community.
It varies from, I suppose I could call it minor, from things like name-calling, goes up to egg-throwing, I once had an orange thrown at me, to some quite serious violent attacks. Fortunately, not many of them.
Even so, you know, like you say, going down to, you said minor, but for the impact that has on people, I imagine. You said you had an orange thrown at you. I mean, you probably smile about it now, but at the time it must have been awful.
It wasn't nice, but it's not something which bothered me. You just look at the people who do it and you can't really take them seriously.
What sort of a reaction or sort of feeling do you get within the community when, you know, people do maybe experience incidents like this? Is it just a case of, well, you laugh it off, or does it affect people?
I don't think we laugh it off. There are people who get very concerned, and there is an underlying feeling of disquiet in the community about anti-Semitic attacks. But the danger is they can get too concerned and let it influence the way they live their daily lives. In this country, things are actually very, very good for Jews and all minorities compared to in the past, times gone by, and also other countries. Even now, say, I believe in Hungary, for example, the Roma community and the Jewish community are being singled out. That's just one example. We don't have that here. We have all people have strong protection from the police, and people here are generally very disinterested in being racist or hate crimes. It's not in the nature of this country to be like that.
Are you saying that really these incidents, obviously we have seen a rise, but they are still the minority of people that are carrying this out?
There has been a rise, and I think every time you get a surge, that things never go back to how they were before. They get a slight ratcheting effect. So over the past few years, there has been a general increase, but not massive, apart from the surges linked usually to the Middle East.
You mentioned one of the good things that, for example, the Jewish community, you've got the support of the CST and obviously the fact that the police work closely with them. That offers an element of comfort, really, to the community, knowing that there is that protection there.
Definitely. I mean, we have the protection of the police, the CST, the state. We should live our lives normally, and we should not be afraid. The situation in this country is such that we don't need to be afraid to live our lives as we want to.